Thank you.
Yeah, fine stuff. Well, you know we have all kinds of books in the woods. You know that. And you got to use your head not to, you know, to shun that crowd, not to be bothered with. Some folks just, you know, that even is dangerous, you understand, to come in contact with any kind of way, ain't it?
Yeah.
You know that or no? All right.
Okay. Now, if a small troublesome animal was getting your chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly what sort of animal it was, what general word would you use to refer to it? You might say that I'm going to take my shotgun and get rid of that.
Well, the general word I'd use is coming around. If I didn't have, now years ago, I've had some dogs. I have owned some good dogs. I've owned some dogs. Now, 9 times out of 10, when you got a good dog will run any kind of vomit, then you ain't got to be bothered too much with now.
Mm-hmm.
If he's some kind of a vomit coming in down there, getting them, all you got to do is go out and call these dogs. You say, well, I'm going to put him to sleep. We soon get rid of him. And you go out, and showing up, these dogs now, if he's dead in the ground, if he den up a tree, matter where he den at. Now, I had some dog now that didn't make him. He had to find his den place. We had him used to live back in this country here, 6-7 miles from here. You know, at night, mates, where anybody raising chickens, gang them, old mink, he was bad at night about coming, you know, and weasel. He'd catch a hen, rooster, and cut her throat, and hole and suck and drink her blood. That's all. He didn't eat none of the flesh. He didn't do nothing but just, he cut her right side, you know, there, neck there, and drank their blood. Mm. He'd hold her down and drink it. Then we remember one night, somebody done coming in and killed a lot of the hen. Went out with the dog that night and got him, and we dug up them manks, and that night, we had grubbing holes, picks. They den on the ground, you know, like a flock. Dug them up and killed 7. You know, was bothered with them no more.
What do you call a little animal that lives in an ocean and it's about this long and it curls up when you heat it, cook it?
Cooks up when you heat it.
It's a shell animal, not a fish, but it does live in the ocean.
Well, I guess it's an oyster. I guess that's what you speak about. Something like oysters that breathe in the shell.
What if it looks like a lobster, but it's much smaller?
Crab. Called it a crab, I reckon.